T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After a spectacular Monday here in Western New York and rain today, it seems a little early to be talking about winter, but it really isn't. Bob Hamilton at the National Weather Service is joining us this morning. You guys have been working on your winter long-range predictions, haven't you been?
Yeah, we're starting to look at winter. We're going to get some lake effect rain tomorrow, so the lakes are ready for it. And in a couple of days, we'll be looking climatologically when we should start to see some snow. So, yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's just around the corner. But November is almost here. When do we typically kind of see that first snowfall, and should we be expecting anything different this year?
Well, the first flakes, climatologically, right around the 24th, so that's only a couple of days away. As far as the first inch, you're looking more at like mid-November. So you start seeing some flakes fly at the end of October, early November. There's nothing on the horizon just yet, but it's early.
Bob, we're hearing the words polar vortex being mentioned with this upcoming winter. What does that mean?
Well, a polar vortex is something that's been there forever. It's not anything new. It's not anything, out of the ordinary. You probably heard the phrase a Bermuda high in the summertime. Bermuda high is something that sits down off the southeast coast, and that's when we get our warm, humid days. Well, polar vortex is kind of like the summer version of the Bermuda high. This thing sits up over the higher latitudes of Canada, and once in a while it kind of drifts south towards the upper Great Lakes. It's a big dome of cold air. It kind of goes, it wobbles back and forth across the poles. Sometimes it's over in Siberia, sometimes it's over on this side of the hemisphere. But when it starts to push south at 50 degrees latitude towards the upper Great Lakes, that really cold air that's associated with it can work down into our region. And that happens, you know, a couple of times a year usually. It's nothing unusual. It's just a phrase. The polar vortex is a phrase that forecasters use in our discussions and, you know, when we converse back and forth. And it's something the media has picked up on the past few years, and they'd like to kick that around.
Yeah, you know why? Because it sounds so scary.
Yeah, it kind of sounds cool, like a bombogenesis or bomb storm on the coast. It's, again, a phrase that forecasters use when they're talking amongst themselves, and people gravitate towards these catchy phrases as if it's something new, but it's really not. They've been around forever.
So with that, I mean, it means cold, but it doesn't necessarily mean a lot of snow.
Well, in the Great Lakes, cold usually translates into a higher probability for lake effect. It doesn't necessarily mean more snow. I mean, we've had years where it can get really cold, and if the wind direction is primarily from the north or northwest, we get little snow here. We need to get more of a west or southwest wind. So to get a really snowy winter, you want the real cold air to drop down into the plains and into the Ohio Valley, and then it tends to turn and come up Lake Erie. You don't want it to hit us directly, because that's when it gets really cold, and we get a little snow, but nothing, you know, we don't get the big storms out of that.
All right, so, you know, when you're looking at this winter as a whole, I think Buffalonians, we always expect cold and snowy. You know, the snow is going to come at some point. We're going to get our fair share. This year, I'm always expecting the same thing. Nothing completely out of the ordinary?
Well, you're right. It's going to get cold, and we're guaranteed to get some snow. There's no way around that. It's just a matter of, are we going to get more or less than normal? In the past couple of winters, we've averaged above normal. So if you look at just that, maybe the odds favor that we average a little below. But it's going to be tough this year, because normally we look at what happens with El Nino. If it's a strong El Nino or a strong La Nina, either one of those kind of suggests a warmer winter. Well, right now we're looking at a neutral condition over in the tropical Pacific. So that usually tends to lend itself to colder winters, but there's not a high degree, a high correlation with that. So the forecast for this winter, they're really hedging their bets. There's nothing clear-cut as far as, you know, a trend, whether it's going to be warmer or colder than normal.
All right. We'll be sitting it out and waiting for it, and I'm sure getting prepared now in the next few weeks. Bob, thanks so much this morning. Bob Hamilton over at the National Weather Service in Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.